producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get over there in just a couple minutes. Folks, I wanted to let you know that we're going to be talking about how is it that politicians are garnering so much wealth to themselves? And by the way, these are the ones that got caught. Put two and two together, friends. What does it equal? Listen carefully. How is it that politicians are garnering so much wealth? Question mark. These are the ones that got caught! Exclamation. And folks, I want to tell you something. If you want to understand as to why America is in trouble today, I'm about ready to show you, folks. This is absolutely incredible. When I was putting this together today, I was just blown away. I was laughing at this situation, almost in hysteria, because of the fact of father or friends that the American people have let it gone or have gone so far or going so far as to where things are today. You're going to understand why we're in trouble. You're going to understand why this nation is being turned into hell today, and we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. How is it that politicians are garnering so much wealth? These are the ones that got caught, and we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Folks, I also want to let you know, too, that if you want to jump online at any time over the next hour, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What is going on not only in your backyard, in your country, but also globally? Sweden covered up systematic rape during festival because migrant awkward to write about. Folks, listen. Sweden cover up systematic rape concerning these victim Muslims that are plundering their nations and raping their women. Sweden cover up systematic rape during festival because migrants, well, they were too awkward to write about. Pretty bizarre. No, friends, it's a part of a cover-up is what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, the new assault weapons ban bill targets every semi-automatic rifle, handgun, and shotgun, just posted last night. Again, the new assault weapons ban bill targets every semi-automatic rifle, handgun, and shotgun. Folks, these people are pretty adamant about disarming the American people. Isn't it interesting? We have such a bad economy. We got such a bad this and a bad that. Why is it that they're spending time opening the doors to your enemies, friends, and trying to disarm you before your enemies, friends? That's who your government is today, and it's not American government. It's foreign government to our system of government. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the state of a nation, a dictatorship without tears. That one written by attorney John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute, second to none. The guy is a bulldog, and I want to tell you what, if you want to understand black and white, check out some of his articles. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Clinton and her closest State Department advisor proposed to finance Palestinian unrest against Israel. Folks, one of the most common questions asked How is it that with all the crime that Barack Hussein Obama has been exposed for and the Clintons have been exposed for, Bill and Hillary, for all the crimes that the Clintons have been exposed for, how is it that they are still there? How is it that they're still there? I have to convey to the American people once again, and I know some people don't like this, but you know what? If you want to bring resolve, you're going to have to open up your ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Because until we take responsibility for our inaction, apathy, and tolerance, nothing's going to change in our country. I have to tell people they're there because they're a reflection of the American people and what they're willing to tolerate. That's why they're still there. Folks, there is no other answer to give to you. I just want you to understand that. Crime in government is a reflection of what the American people are willing to tolerate. And if that wasn't the truth, then why are they still there? The American people need to rise to the challenge, rise to the level of expectation, and bring forth and execute the laws unto justice. I'm not going to leave that. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. And it's interesting, folks, how many people are willing to turn the other cheek and get smacked on the other side and then get smacked on the other side and then get smacked on the other side. Folks, I want to tell you something. I have two of them. The first one, that's fine. I'll turn the other cheek. The second time, you're on your own. Okay, because I only have two cheeks, and I'm not going to tolerate it any further than what has been tolerated in this country, folks, because it is over the top. And again, as you're going to find out in just a couple minutes, how is it that politicians are garnering so much wealth, and these are the ones that got caught? You're going to understand exactly why we're in trouble in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is crazy, friends. Common Core Book Publishing Manager. I hate kids. Common Core is all about selling books and making money. You can actually watch the video. Let me say that again. Common Core, this is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Common Core Book Publishing Manager. I hate kids. Common Core is all about selling books and making money, of course. And so it is with your principals and your teachers, friends, that stand back and actually just teach them whatever comes from the top goes to the bottom. And that's exactly what I heard from a principal at one particular time. He said, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, and he chuckled it off, friends. He's got to keep his job while he destroys his country through their posterity, namely our posterity, because we're in this together. We are our brother's keeper. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Nikki Haley's response to the State of the Union shows what's wrong with GOP. Folks, there's still people that have faith in their favorite politician. I want to tell you something. That is the most foolish thing I've ever heard of in my life. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. In this country, we have no king but King Jesus, like it or not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Judge to Philly mayor who said Muslim attack on cop had nothing to do with Islam. Folks, bought and paid. There you go again. Having another one of the representatives, namely the Philadelphia mayor, who's willing to stand up and condemn anybody that speaks out against the Islam or the Muslim religion. And you have to ask yourself the question why that is, friends, because it's all bought and paid for. And they're willing to sell you down the river after they sell their souls, friends. But again, judge to Philly mayor who said Muslim attack on cop had nothing to do with Islam. Judge said, shut your mouth. I like that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Rape epidemic in Europe. Why won't European politicians do anything to stop it? You know what's interesting, friends, is just a couple weeks ago we were talking about, I got on one of my Holy Ghost rabbit trails, and I started to propose to all the men out there, hey folks, weren't we just talking, namely you men, just about how these Muslims are raping women? Are you going to stand back and wait until they start to do it to yours before you start to do and deal with the issues at hand concerning corruption in government?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, all on Facebook. Folks, we were just talking about some of the content in the articles from our contributors on a nationwide basis on sonsoflibertymedia.com right before the break. Great stuff. Don't have a whole lot of time to just cover that continuously, but I wanted to let you know, friends, that there is just information over there that the state-controlled media is unwilling to give you. And, of course, why do we do this? Because we want to give you a reason as to why America is being destroyed. And the way to do that is to make reference not only to just the problem, because the law exposes the crime, but after the crime is exposed, we want to give you the answer. And that justice and judgment are the very, well, it's the very thing that needs to be brought, friends, to actually establish righteousness and peace. So we want to give you the answers. David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. That's what that site's all about. And we just wanted to let you know, great content over there. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I'm actually kind of excited to get to this because, again, it's one of those situations where it's just too simple and it's too easy as to understand what needs to be brought about to establish what we're looking for in this country, and that's peace. And the way that we have peace is what we establish the rule of law. But when you have force the way that you're seeing it today, you're going to have war, and you're seeing a totalitarian government at work today. And the only way that you're seeing that totalitarian government incrementally take unlawfully what belongs to the righteous is the righteous standing back and watching it. But this is what I want to ask you, friends. How is it, going to my topic, how is it that politicians are garnering so much wealth? And again, friends, I want to bring this about. These are the ones that got caught. George Washington, the first president of the United States, said, "Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder." Let me say that again. George Washington said, "Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder." So how is it that American politicians are garnering so much wealth? And speaking of these politicians, which is kind of a slang, it's sort of a name-calling, friends. Politicians is not a good word to be tagged with. We want to be called statesmen or stateswomen if we represent we the people. But we're talking about politicians. We're talking about corruptions here, the corrupt here. So are not these politicians that are garnering so much wealth unto themselves, in many cases, are they not the ones that are guilty of perverting, of distorting, and violating constitutional law in an attempt to set a new course for the American people? Read Proverbs 24:21. Well, in fact, they are. So how is it that they enter service making $174,000? Here's a matter of fact, let me give you a little bit of an outline as to what some of these people make that serve we the people. Presidents make $450,000 for life. Members of the House and Senate make $174,000. House make $223,500. And other leaders' salary of majority and minority leaders, $194,400 for life. Isn't it interesting, even speaking of the President of the United States of America, speaking of those that are garnering wealth unto themselves, how are they doing it? It's interesting that before that Barack Hussein Obama was the President of the United States of America, keep in mind he never even overseen a candy store that was successful. Yet the American people allowed him to take the helm of this country and drive it into the ground. And it's also interesting to note that he was worth jack, literally, before he became the President of the United States of America. And you got to ask, who's actually paying the bills to put this man in the position as to where he's at today? But without further ado, friends, how is it that he gets paid $450,000 a year, okay, roundabouts, yet he's worth $7 million? How is it those that serve we the people, regardless if they're House members, congressmen, senators, majority, minority leaders, or even judges, how is it that they start out making very little, and then before you know it, they're up in the ranks of millionaires? You ever ask yourself that? Because it's pretty crazy the money these people make. And again, you have to ask the question, how is it that they're making all of this money? Is it because of inside trading? Of course. They know what to buy and sell before anybody else knows about it? Of course. Selling out to special interest groups? Of course. Fraud? Of course. Embezzlement? Of course. And I'm just waiting for someone to say to me, oh, Bradley, you just got to see the dark side of everything. No. The law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. When the law comes, sin revives. The commandment holy. The law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. It's not the law that's bad, it's the crime. It's the sin. It's the choices that men make that are bad. And when I bring about the law, guess what happens? It exposes the criminal. We see this on a daily basis concerning the news, hour by hour, concerning cops busting criminals. When the law gets involved, what happens? The criminal is exposed for his crime. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. But what's interesting about this, folks, is did you know that in 2010, more than 150 lawmakers reported earnings more from outside investments than from congressional salary? Wait a second. I thought they swore an oath to represent we the people. But they're not serving we the people. They're serving they themselves. Me, myself, and I, concerning corrupt politicians. Let me say that again. In 2010, more than 150 lawmakers, as they like to call themselves, reported earnings more from outside investments than from congressional salary. And by the way, when we're talking about lawmakers, it's important for you to understand that they stay allied with the moral law of God. Because anything outside of that is not law. And again, friends, keep in mind, it's my understanding that they, those people that are making this money, that are becoming millionaires mysteriously, they're there to serve we the people. See, that's the delusion the American people are under. That they're there to protect your interests. When in fact, that's not what they're doing today. Contrary to our forefathers, of course. And these people have been entrusted by the people and for the people, yet they betray the people to serve themselves. Read Matthew 24, verse 12 when you get a moment. It seems that many of these politicians fail to understand that government is not an auction, as they sell their souls along with the American people to the highest bidder. Just like George Washington said, friends, he said, few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Not in America today. Hey, man, that's the great aspiration of corrupt men. I want to become a representative. I want to become a congressman. I want to become a senator. I want to become a judge. I want to become a prosecutor. Folks, it's sick. It's over the top. And I'm going to lay it down for you in just a couple of moments so you can understand this is America's problem. How is it that the American people have allowed these Judases to dictate that which is right and that which is wrong when it comes to legislation, in contrast to what has been established through common law, the Mosaic Institution? Read Exodus 20. And by the way, what should be of interest to the American people is the course of our founding forefathers who mutually pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors, John 15:13, in direct contrast to the modern politicians who pledge to take the lives and fortunes of others to their own everlasting shame and dishonor, and their country to hell with them. Let me say that again. Our founding forefathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Read the very end, the tail end of the Declaration of Independence. In direct contrast to our forefathers, the modern politician pledges to take the lives and fortunes of others to their own everlasting shame. As a matter of fact, I can prove that point because did you know that the average salary of a soldier deployed in Afghanistan was $38,000 a year? Did you know the average income for a senior today, instead of honoring them, the American people are allowing politicians to rape them? Seniors on Social Security, the average income is $12,000 a year. Folks, you can't live on $12,000 a year without some form of government assistance. So I hope you understand that what I'm laying out for you right now, friends, as I always say, cross-check me. Do cross-check me. When we come back, I'm going to go to Alabama. I'm going to go to Arizona. I'm going to go to Arkansas. I'm going to go to California. I'm going to go to Colorado, Connecticut. I'm going to go to Idaho, Illinois, and I'm going to show you all the way, if I can get to Z before the end of the hour, as to those that have been garnering wealth unto themselves that have been busted.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wow, how time flies when you're having fun. You ready for this, friends? What is the problem? Why is it that we go not in the right direction in this country? Oh, my goodness. This is some pretty crazy stuff. And let me tell you something, friends. It wasn't hard to find. How is it that politicians are garnering so much wealth? We've exposed a little of that. Who are they selling out to? And folks, these are the ones that got caught. Alabama. State Representative Greg Wren, he was a Republican, by the way, pled guilty to an ethics violation. He resigned from the Alabama legislature as a condition of his plea deal and was given a 12-month suspended sentence and ordered to pay $24,000. This was in 2014. State Representative Terry Spicer, Democrat, pleaded guilty to accepting more than $3,000 per month in bribes. By the way, friends, does it really matter if they're a Democrat or a Republican here? They're all committing crimes. It matters not. Arizona, State Representative Richard Miranda, Democrat, resigned from the legislature in February 2012, citing family and health reasons. In March, he pleaded guilty to wire fraud and tax evasion. These are your representatives. State Representative Ben Arredondo, Democrat, was charged with bribery, fraud, and extortion. He was sentenced to 18 months to house arrest. Notice how soft they are on those that represent because they're protecting themselves, friends. That's why they're giving them so much leniency concerning their sentences. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, by the way. Going to Arkansas, State Senator Paul Bookout, he was another Democrat, pleaded guilty to mail fraud. That was in 2014. State Treasurer Martha Schaufner, she was another Democrat, convicted on the charges of extortion and bribery and sentenced to 30 months. They were afraid of her, apparently. State Representative Hudson Hallam, Democrat, pleaded guilty to voter bribing back in 2012. Why is America in trouble? California State Senator Leland Yee, he was another Democrat, charged with bribery, public corruption, and gun trafficking back in 2014. These are the ones that were caught. How is it that they're garnering so much wealth unto themselves, friends? Well, you know, what's interesting is when you go to Deuteronomy 16, 19, it says, thou shalt not pervert judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of righteous. The righteous, these are the ones that have been busted violating God's moral law. Again, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. All things will be brought to the light. And see, this is the faithfulness of God to his people, to bring corruption to the light. And that's exactly what he does. And then when he does that, he waits for his people to execute the law against their crime, to put the fear of God in others that they might not commit the crime neither. State Representative Hudson Hallam, Democrat, pleaded guilty to voter bribing. That was in Arkansas. California, we already talked about the first one, Leland Yee. Listen to that, gun trafficking. Wow. Hey, by the way, coming from anti-gunners, friends, keep that in mind. State Senator Roderick Wright, he was another Democrat, was convicted of 8 counts of perjury and voter fraud. This was in California. He was sentenced to 90 days and barred him from ever holding public office again, you think? And he'll be required to perform 1,500 hours of community service and 3 years of only probation, friends, under the terms of his conviction. No wonder why they're encouraged to commit the crime again, because they're only going to get their hands slapped. See, folks, as we have said so often, friends, isn't it interesting when the government does it, it's called business, but when the people do it, then it's corruption. But see, this is the definition of corruption, but we can say on a positive, you know what, at least somebody was paying attention to actually respond to the crime that was being committed, at least to bring it to the light, because now we know what we're dealing with. State Assemblywoman Mary Hayashi, she was another Democrat. She was charged with felony grand theft after being caught on video surveillance, allegedly. Here's that word again, allegedly. She was caught on video surveillance, allegedly stealing $2,445 worth of merchandise from San Francisco's Neiman Marcus store. Allegedly? I mean, this reminds me of a hip-hop artist back in the day who was having sex on tape, friends, on video. He was busted on video having sex with the 14-year-old girl, and he got off. But isn't it interesting, again, when those lawless left, when they get busted, it's always just allegation, even when it's on film. But when anybody that's righteous, an accusation is slung on them, all of a sudden they're guilty until proven otherwise. He was never indicted, friends, on video. That's what this reminds me of. It's just so over the top. You have such a corrupt injustice system in this country that it sickens me to the core. State Assemblywoman was charged with felony grand theft after being caught on video surveillance, allegedly shoplifting. She was sentenced to a $180 fine and 3 years probation and was ordered to stay more than 50 feet away from the store. Folks, these people are protecting their own. mayor of San Diego, Bob Filner, he was another Democrat, given 3 months of house arrest, 3 years probation, and partial loss of his mayoral pension after pleading guilty to the state charges of false imprisonment and battery. As they say, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, friends, and that's exactly what they're doing. What's the problem with America? Colorado State Representative Douglas Bruce, he was a Republican, was convicted on 4 counts of felony criminal activity, including money laundering, attempted improper influence of a public official, tax fraud. He was sentenced on February 13th to a total of 180 days in jail, $49,000 in fines, and 6 months of probation, which included extensive disclosure requirements. Oh. Well, I bet he'll never do that again. What's wrong with America? Why is your country turning the opposite direction in the way in which it's supposed to? Connecticut State Senator Ernie Newton, he was a Democrat, was sentenced to 6 months in prison for 3 counts of illegal practices in campaign financing. Just 6 months, friends. Newton had also been sentenced to 4 years for federal charges of accepting a $5,000 bribe, evading taxes, lying on his campaign contributions to pay for personal expense. What's wrong with America? Mayor of Hartford, Connecticut, Eddie Perez, he was another Democrat, was sentenced to 8 years, suspended after 3 years, with 3 years in prison to be followed by 3 years of probation for corruption. What's wrong with America? Hey, I want everybody to understand that I'm not talking about a third world country here. I'm talking about representatives that have been busted in their crimes, garnering wealth onto themselves. So for those that want to say, well, Bradley, you know, this is just too much. Hey, I'm living here too. I'm just taking responsibility for it. It's a blessed burden, let me tell you. Duty is up to us, results are up to God, but we have to first do our duty. Port St. Lucie Mayor Patricia Christensen, she was a Democrat, was convicted of theft of campaign funds. In a guilty plea agreement, which she was sentenced to probation, friends. That's all. In a guilty plea agreement after stealing campaign funds, she was just merely sentenced to probation. North Miami Mayor Lucy Tondro, Democrat again, was convicted in December 2014 on felony charges of participating in an $11 million mortgage scam. She faces up to 30 years in prison for conspiracy and wire fraud conviction. And lane to the American people, lane to you, the listener. What's wrong with our country? Idaho, State Senator John McGee, convicted of sexual harassment. Man, folks, these people are supposed to be selling themselves for the purpose of the people in this country that they serve, not themselves. Yet that's all we see is them serving their own self-interest, regardless if it's the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the love of the world, willing to sell their soul. I mean, they're playing the Judas to the American people 24-7 in this country, and the American people are trying to figure out why it is. Hey, folks, these are the ones that have been busted. These are the ones that have been caught. I mean, folks, I'm not talking about, you know, these other representatives and how they're so wealthy. It's amazing. It truly is amazing how wealthy some of these people are, these representatives are. I mean, they're not just like one and two and three and four. You know, they're not just worth, you know. I mean, they're millionaires. They're not just like, hey, guys, I got $1 million now. Hey, guys, I got two, three, 4 million. No. I'm talking about some of these people that are representing the American people, folks, themselves, I'm sorry, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. We're going to come back to this front when I get back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay. I'm throwing a lot at you, friends. I really do understand that, as usual. And it's just information that you need to have to understand why we're at where we're at. This is what tolerance has brought the American people to. As a matter of fact, did you know that 268 of the 534 members of Congress are millionaires? 268 of the 534 members of Congress are millionaires. How? Well, I'm exposing the criminals that have been caught, and I'm not saying every single one of them are criminals, friends. I'm simply saying who are they serving, because they're not serving we the people. And if they were, we wouldn't be in the situation or the particular situation that we're in as a country today. As a matter of fact, Richard Blumenthal, he's a senior senator from Connecticut. He was classmates with Bill and Hillary Clinton before beginning a career in law. Old Billy Bob. I'm sorry, Blumenthal. It's been one of those days, boys, friends. $104 million this guy's worth. $104 million. Friends with Bill and Hillary Clinton. Rep. Scott Peters. He's worth $112.5 million. He's a Democrat as well. How are these guys making all this money? Governor Rick Scott, the outspoken governor of Florida. Again, not saying everybody's guilty, friends. But it is ironic, friends, that a lot of these people are getting exposed and indicted and in some cases charged for their crimes of corruption, embezzlement, defrauding, selling out to special interest groups. Listen to this. Governor Rick Scott, he's worth $133 million. Well, do they have a need to serve the people? Rep. Michael McCaul. I mean, this guy looks like the only thing he's missing is a big red nose for the circus friends. I'm not kidding you. He's out of Texas. He's worth $143.2 million. Where are they making all of this money, friends? Rep. John Delaney. He's worth $154.6 million. Huh. Not saying everybody's guilty, friends. Here we have one. Rep. Jared Polis. He's an advocate for the homosexuals big time. He's 39 years old. Yes, he's a Democrat. I don't know how he's making his money, friends, but I can tell you what falls from the tree of those that I have dealt with concerning the homosexuals. He's worth $197.9 million. How? Not saying everybody's corrupt, friends, but I am saying something's a little fishy all the way through those that I'm talking about right now. Here's another one. Secretary of State John Kerry. You know, everybody can trust this guy. Did you know that John Kerry, he's worth an estimation of around $236 million? Friends, you're not a threat to these people. These people are there to destroy, and I'll tell you what, they're getting paid to do so. Senator Mark Warner, he's worth, you ready for this one? $257.5 million. Not saying they're all corrupt, friends. Just asking you, how are they garnering all their wealth? They're there to serve the people. But they're the ones making out. I mean, these are the legislators that are countering the American Constitution. They're enslaving you while they themselves are being liberated. How is that working out for you, America? Not saying they're all corrupt. Interesting. A Representative Daryl Issa. Wow. He makes money off of crime. He made the alarm systems in part. Do you know that Daryl Issa is worth $464 million? And what about this one? Governor Bill Haslam of Tennessee has come out of nowhere to become the country's richest politician. And it isn't even close. According to calculations from Forbes, Haslam is now worth more than $2 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only is he a new billionaire, but the only public official with a net worth in the 10 figures. Haslam is an heir to the Flying J truck stop chain, and with gas prices working in his favor, he's seen fortunes swell considerably over the last several months. You'd think with these people and all their riches, they would have enough common sense, but scripture does tell us that the gift blindeth the eyes of the wise. You would think with all the money that they were making that they would want to preserve their country, not destroy it. But see, there's the curse upon those that disregard the word of God. So folks, in saying all of that, from the first segment to the second to the third, now the fourth, you need to understand what Patrick Henry rightly said. He was a son of liberty. We talked about him on Saturday. In understanding the spirit of our forefathers, he said, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty, and that we, America, concerning this posterity, which is us, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel." And I want to say that the lawless America are winning only by default because Americans, for some reason or other, believe that ridiculing, mocking these criminals is enough when in fact it is not. Patrick Henry ends quote, "Nothing will preserve liberty but downright force, and whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined." So, one of the most common questions that I've been receiving from radio show listeners is, how is it that Obama and the Clintons are still out there with much of their corruptions exposed? America, I'll give you the answer. These corrupt politicians represent the American people, because the American people tolerate these criminals in their government, and if it weren't so, then why are they there?
That's exactly right, and boy, oh boy, it seems like every day we're reminded how much of a job that we have to do in this country. And I'm so glad for our founding forefathers and for their families and for all the lives that brought forth our freedom because of their perseverance,
yes,
and their sacrifice,
yes,
and not just even losing their lives, but sacrifice being years and years away from their families and in their country's service. Looking at John Adams, for example,
yes,
we have a job to do to make sure that liberty is maintained for future generations. So the Sons of Liberty is making sure that we're out there on a 24/7 basis, doing events, doing all sorts of things that we can do on top of being on top of the radio 6 days a week to make sure that we're getting this message out there and seeking and saving that which is lost. And if you want to be a part of support this work, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis, and that helps us to have the foundation that we need to be able to do more across America. Already in 2016, we're planning on being in California, out on the East Coast. We're looking to be in, well, way up north, let's put it that way, and down south. So there's so much going on here at the Sons of Liberty, but we cannot be more sincere in saying we cannot do what we do without your support. It's faithful supporters like you that keep the Sons of Liberty out there and moving. And I also want to direct your attention to all of our wonderful products. Perhaps you've never taken an opportunity to visit our store. We've got DVDs, T-shirts, CDs, hats, you name it, we got it, comic books. Sometimes it's hard to speak to family members or coworkers or so on. You think, well, gosh, I've said it so many times, I think they need to hear it from someone else. Well, just give them a comic book and say, hey, you know what? I'd value your opinion on this. Or give them a DVD and say, hey, and I listen to this guy on the radio. What do you think of this guy? Everyone loves to have their opinion heard, and there's so many different ways that you can be seeking and saving that which is lost in your own community. And speaking of your own community, now is the time to book Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to have us out to your community, your school, your university, your team, party group, your church, you name it, we go where the Lord opens up the doors. Don't hesitate to call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. There's no excuse to do nothing.
Folks, I want to let you know, too, concerning the corruption that I exposed and those that represent we, the people that have been busted for their crimes, do keep in mind I only got to Illinois. Okay, so I went all the way down to Illinois from Alabama. Okay, so A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. Now just keep in mind,
J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
That's still the state that I needed to get to show the American people. I wasn't done. I was just beginning. That was the tip of the iceberg, America. So why is it that we're in trouble, America? I think you know why. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.